Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Iowa Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds.
It's great to have you here on campus. Let's just jump right into it. You were talking about how you're a great cheerleader for STEM because you know what makes a difference. But as you mentioned, half the battle is piquing their interest.
Right. And that's what really excites me about this program, the STEM initiative, is because we've identified that there's great programs out there, but it really depended on where you lived, whether you had access to those programs. And so one of our number one goals was to make sure that no matter where a student lived, they had access to some of these great programs. We have a pool of exemplar programs that we make it easy for students and teachers and after-school programs to access these STEM programs, CASE, First Lego League, just to name a few of them. So what's good is then you start to get these programs in the hands of children, and then they start to see for themselves, oh, this is really fun, or it intrigues them and they like it. And then they start to see for themselves, I can do it. I'm good at math. I like math. I like solving problems, or science is something that it really I'm excited about, and it can be fun also. And it starts to, so not only do we get their programs in their hands, they start to see that, and then they start to see the relevance, because it really has brought business and industry and educators and community colleges and higher education together to really start to help them see the relevance of taking math and science, and why they should stay in school and why that's important to their quality of life.
And it's important that we do pique that interest, because as you mentioned, and we've heard this from Vermeer and Pella, we're starting to lose jobs because they don't have the applicants.
That's right. And that's one of the things that really, you know, drove us to start the initiative, that and the Skilled Iowa Initiative. So we took a dual approach. Business after business after business was telling us that they have job openings right now, but they couldn't find the skill set that they needed to fill the jobs. And we want to continue to create an environment where Iowa's economy continues to grow and new companies invest in Iowa and existing companies expand, like Vermeer and Pella. So we want to make sure that we have the workforce so we can meet their needs. We're working on a pipeline of an educated workforce, and then with the Skilled Iowa Initiative, which utilizes the National Career Readiness Certificate Program, Iowa Workforce Development, and again, business and industry, unemployed and underemployed can take a test, identify where their weaknesses and their strengths are at, have a remediation component, an internship with existing business, and then they know when they pass this test that they have the skill set they're looking for. And it's, again, really providing them the skills that they need, better quality of life, meeting the need of our employers, and growing the economy.
Well, while you're out there trying to champion for STEM, you actually have a daughter that's trying to get the kids prepared as well.
That's right. Kevin and I, our youngest daughter, is an educator. She taught first grade for 4 years. She's teaching kindergarten right now. So trying to get them, you know, acclimated to school and to set in the seat and start preparing these young kids to be able to read. And really, you can't start this soon enough. So there are programs that are designed from the scalable programs for elementary, middle school, high school. We know we need to start sooner so that we can start to have them see the how fun it is and that they can do it and that it's important to take those classes, and it'll impact their success moving forward.
Well, we've been talking about science, technology, engineering, and math. We're talking about STEM, but we're hearing about STEAM, where there's maybe two more A's we should throw into that equation.
That's right, and it's extremely important component of that, and that's art, and that's agriculture. You know, with Iowa's economy is so dependent on our agriculture base and agribusiness and biosciences, and all of that is tied together. So while sometimes we say STEM because it's an acronym people recognize, we also then know that STEAM, or arts and agriculture, is an incredible component, important component of preparing our students, because it has that creativity component of it also.
Well, we're happy to hear your thoughts on STEM, but this is also your first official visit to Central. So what are your thoughts?
Oh, it's a beautiful campus. They're doing great things. I just had an opportunity to meet with some of the faculty. We've taken three things that they're working on right now through a teacher professional development for their educators, and they had a couple other suggestions for us to take back to the STEM initiative. So it was a great opportunity to not only see the campus, but to hear firsthand from faculty. I'm going to meet with the students next so I can ask them if they felt that they were prepared when they got here to Central. I really like the one-on-one. They seem like they really work to make sure that students are successful that come here, the international program that they have, the placement rate that they have. So I was very impressed with the tour that I was able to take of the campus. It's been Pella Day for me. I started with the Pella Sports Complex. We broke ground out there, and then I toured Pella, Vermeer, and now we're at Central. So it's been an awesome day.
Well, we're very glad to have you here, and thanks for your time, Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.